Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with writer Dean Weingarten. And how are you doing today, sir?
I am doing very well, thank you.
Let's get a real quick update on the plight of young Gabriel Metcalf. Is he still in jail?
He is. Gabriel Metcalf is he's 49, so he's not that young. Appears to be in good shape.
He's younger.
He was arrested. On the 22nd of August, for carrying a firearm in a gun-free school zone. Now, he lived inside the gun-free school zone, and the firearm was a 20-gauge single-shot shotgun. He and his mother have been subjected to essentially a reign of terror with threats and attacks, and, you know, their claims that they're going to burn them out from a man who is under a restraining order. He's had five convictions in the last year. And so that's why Gabriel had the shotgun. And the Billings police told him that he wasn't breaking any law. So they couldn't arrest him. They obviously wanted to arrest him. Why is a little unclear. There were a few complaints coming in from people who said, what's this guy doing with a shotgun out on his front lawn? But then the Billings police, and this was before school opened, the Billings police went to their friends in the federal government, and they announced this, it's kind of funny, in the news, and said, well, we can't do anything, so we're going to see if the federal government can do something to arrest him. And they found and dusted off the old federal gun-free school zone law that had been ruled unconstitutional in 1994. And since then, there's a circuit split. Five circuits say it is constitutional, and three say it isn't. One of the five is the Ninth Circuit, and Montana is in the Ninth Circuit. So they arrested him. They put him in jail. He's been in jail nearly a month. They put him in pretrial detention, which means there's no bail. He can't get out. And they put him in pretrial detention because the judge said pretty clearly he believes in the Constitution. He thinks the gun-free school zone is unconstitutional. He believes he's under threat, and therefore we have to lock him up because he might carry in a gun-free school zone again. Now, in this story that I put up recently, it turns out that he was doing protests. He had a sign in the yard that said, "Our rights matter." So that means there's a First Amendment component to this, and I think merely carrying a firearm in the open is symbolic, protected political speech. That has not come up in this case, but there's some discussion of it on the internet where leftists say, well, we can't let open carry be free speech. We've got to start heading this off the path. We've got to make arguments it isn't. And as of today, the defense has filed a motion to reopen the detention hearing, and the prosecutor has said, no, we don't want to reopen it. And the judge should reach a decision as to whether or not they're going to have a detention hearing probably today, tomorrow, or I don't think any later than Wednesday. And that's where we are at.
And so far...
I should mention that his mother, Vivian, has established a give, send, go to have funds to help in his defense and defense of their home. They're poor as church mice. She was ill for 2 months with COVID and pneumonia. And this last 2 years, it means he hasn't really been able to work because he has to guard the place. And so they don't have any money. And the Give, Send, Go links are at the Amaland articles
Are there any other instances or examples of the Billings police acting in this sort of behavior?
Well, you know, I haven't been saying much. What happened is about 10 years ago is when Gabe came up to help his mother who was having some serious difficulties. And at that time, he planned a rabbit trip. He's something of a bicyclist, and he was taking his bike in a little, you know, cart, you know, trailer, whatever you want to call it. And he was going to go out for a couple of days on rabbit hunting. And he had a .22 rifle with him. And as Gabe's mother told it from him, I'm sure, I haven't been able to talk to him directly, the police stopped him and basically tried to convince him to give up his rifle, which he refused to do. And then supposedly, rather than give it back and let him go on the way, his way, they damaged the rifle and said, go home and don't come out with that rifle again, even though he hadn't broken any laws. So that would not make you very, you know, trusting of the Billings police. I've heard with other from other sources that the Billings police have a, well, the term that was used is they have a reputation for being badge heavy. And I've heard that from more than one other source. So to me, that indicates when there's smoke like that, it's plausible that some officers don't always act with the best manners from the Billings police.
Is it a big department or a small department?
It's a medium-sized department. When, according to my records, I looked at it, a little less than 200 officers. You know, you get some departments only have one or two officers. And so the really big ones have, you know, thousands and more. But the Billings police has about 200, 194, I think, the last I looked. And that's a, you know, it's a medium-sized department.
Right. Well, the reason I was asking is the smaller police departments and some of these, I mean, I've seen some very small police departments that are just absolutely, you know, it's boss hog level corrupt in their little fiefs and enclaves. I mean, when I was stationed at Fort Polk, Louisiana, there was a place called New Lano.
Mm-hmm.
Had three police officers. They wrote 4,000 DUIs a year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they powered the whole town.
I mean, and it was so bad the FBI came in and investigated them.
Yeah.
And it turned out none of them could even own a gun.
Wow.
And yet they were out there doing all this stuff. So it was a really, really small department, and whenever I see a department that seems to be acting in this manner, I'm just wondering how big it is, because it seems like it's easier for a small department to be very corrupt.
Well, I would say so, because you know, you're going to get natural variations, and you're always going to have some bad apples in any profession, and when you only have, say, one, two, or three of them, then that whole, it's easy for the whole department to be bad. Now, an interesting twist, because you mentioned the FBI, is that both Gabriel and his mother, Vivian, were disgusted with the treatment they were getting with the Billings police. They didn't trust them. They didn't think they were responsive. They wouldn't take complaints. And so both of them contacted the FBI. What I was told is they looked online and said, you know, a question, who polices the police? And there was some kind of site that said, well, the FBI polices the police. And so they contacted the FBI, but that wasn't really the smartest thing to do. And it turns out I can't prove that the FBI conspired with the ATF and the Billings police. But somehow the number that Vivian had gotten to the FBI was given to the ATF. And a Billings police officer, who also was on the ATF task force, called up the Vivian.
Let me get you to hold right there. Let me get you to hold up right there. We'll finish this on the other side. I'm talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dean Weingarten. We've been talking about Gabriel Metcalf, and you had a little bit to add to that before we move on. All right, or were you done?
Okay. Well, he's in Billings, Montana. He's been charged with carrying a firearm in a gun-free school zone of a law that is of very dubious constitutionality. He has a clean record, never had a history of violence, no criminal record, and Vivian is having a hard time trying to make ends meet with him gone and having some problem. So they're trying to put together a fund. They have put together a Give, Send, Go site. And if you want to help out, you can go to the Amaland articles. I mentioned that there is a First Amendment component to this. And it seems to me that the Billings police have acted rather heavy-handedly in this case, calling out to their federal associates to do something they weren't able to do. So at the moment, he is still in jail, but we're hoping that the judge will allow for another detention hearing, and they will let him go at least establish bail or bond instead of just holding him until trial.
Now, at this point, has anybody in the gun rights community noticed this?
I hesitate to name names.
Okay.
Because mostly I have talked to people on a condition of confidentiality.
Sure.
But there are people who are interested and looking at it. I intend to talk to my colleagues at the Gun Rights Policy Conference coming up this Friday evening, for starters, the 22nd of September in Phoenix.
Right.
And I suspect there will be more attention paid to it after the Gun Rights Policy Conference. But there has been some interest already stated, but it's not to the point of where they're committing anything yet.
Well,
so that's where we are.
We'll see what happens. I mean,
I think this is the best test case we're likely to get to have the gun-free school zone law declared unconstitutional again. It was already declared once in 1994. They changed 11 words. 5 circuits say that's enough. 3 circuits say it isn't. And that was all before Bruin. So with the Bruin decision, this is clearly an unconstitutional law.
Right. So, are we done with
Yeah, let's move on to the next subject.
Let's talk about this. A survey by the Annenberg Constitution Day Civic Survey. They decided to go out and do a little civics investigation and see what people know about what's in the First Amendment.
Correct.
What did they find?
Well, first off, I've been interested in the Annenberg Foundation, and this is part of it. You know, it's a large foundation. They have a lot of money, and as with a lot of charitable organizations, the left has been very successful in taking it over. And they're definitely reliably left of center. But they did this survey, and they asked people about the Bill of Rights, and particularly the First Amendment. They said, what rights are protected by the First Amendment? And 77% said freedom of speech. There's 5 rights inside the First Amendment. 40% said freedom of religion. 33% said the right to assemble. 28% said freedom of the press, as separate from freedom of speech. And then 9% the right to petition the government. And those are all correct answers. There's no question about that. But we had 22% of the people who named the right to keep and bear arms. Now, the Annenberg survey, the people who were talking about it, I should say, in the ABA, Journalists American Bar Association Journal, they made out like, well, that's really stupid. You know, don't people know that the Second Amendment that protects the right to keep and bear arms? But really, if you just put a little bit of thought into it, the First Amendment, while it doesn't specifically mention the right to keep and bear arms, it's also true that the First Amendment is key to protecting the right to keep and bear arms. Bill, you and I would not, almost certainly, not be having this conversation or allowed to have it without the First Amendment. And so we're doing our part to protect and restore the Second Amendment. But if the First Amendment wasn't there, in many places, people would not be allowed to make this argument. And so without the First Amendment, Americans would not be allowed to publish books extolling the virtues, the necessity of protecting the Second Amendment. I mentioned the gun rights policy conference. Well, that conference very likely would be outlawed if the First Amendment were not in place, and you wouldn't be able to assemble to discuss matters between other like-minded people how to restore the Second Amendment. And without the First Amendment, you wouldn't be able, you're very likely your online discussions would be about restoring the Second Amendment would be censored. Oh, gosh, you know, some of that seems to be happening already. Or, you know, I know my little blog that I use to compose always has a little warning comes up. Danger, danger, you know, stay away from this blog. It might have bad think on it. I think they use a little different wording, but that's the essence of it. And so we see that the First Amendment helps protect. I mean, I think it's a great deal of protection toward the Second Amendment. And we have obvious attacks against the First Amendment protections for the right to keep and bear arms. California just recently passed a bill, AB 2571, making it illegal for members of the firearms producers to advertise firearms to minors, but at retail, minors are not able to buy firearms. So what is obvious to me, this is an attempt to try to prevent children from learning about firearms, because if you can convince children that guns are bad and they should never touch them, then gradually you can reduce the number of gun owners and reduce support for the Second Amendment, and you send this message, guns are bad. And we also have a similar law in Illinois. It's not quite the same. It doesn't seem to be quite as direct when I read it. But the definition of what is prohibited is a little vague. You know, they say, we don't want you to have an advertisement that shows firearms are useful in a military organization like a citizen militia, because that's very dangerous and outlawed. And then they say, we don't want children to know.
Let me get you to hold right there. Coming up on the next break, talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll continue this on the other side. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
To online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. Republicans continue to criticize the president's economic plan as the possibility of a government shutdown looms. Congressman Pat Fallon leading a congressional hearing today, calling it a total failure.
Biden administration apparently doesn't care if a gallon of milk costs $6, so long as it forces everyone to purchase an electric vehicle that costs more than the yearly median household income.
Democrats countered, accusing the GOP of steering the nation toward a disruptive government shutdown. The House has scheduled the first hearing for the impeachment inquiry into President Biden on September 28th. The House Oversight Committee will concentrate on constitutional and legal questions pertaining to the president's alleged involvement in corruption and abuse of public office. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain has set a new strike deadline. If significant progress isn't achieved in contract talks by noon this Friday, they'll mobilize additional local unions to join the stand-up strike. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dean Weingarten. And we were just discussing the Annenberg survey.
Yes, and we were talking about how the First Amendment actually does protect the Second Amendment. I mean, because you can't argue about the positive values of the Second Amendment unless the First Amendment protects freedom of speech. You can't publish books about the history of the Second Amendment unless the First Amendment protects freedom of the press. You can't gather together with like-minded people to talk about strategies for restoring Second Amendment rights without the First Amendment protecting freedom of assembly. And the First Amendment is under attack when it comes to the Second Amendment. Both California and Illinois, that I started talking about, have passed legislation to make it illegal advertise some guns in some ways, particularly, they say, aimed at children, although children are not allowed to buy guns at retail establishments. And here's it from one of the legislators in Illinois who sponsored this legislation. He says, some of the ads I've seen are just stomach-turning. And he's talking about ad for a JR-15, which is a small, light, 22 caliber rifle that the manufacturer says has more safety features than some that aren't found in any other gun. But it looks a little bit like a miniaturized AR-15. Because you see what these people in who are against children being exposed to guns are really after is thought crime. Sure. They don't want children thinking that guns might be useful. They don't want them thinking that guns might be a good thing to have. And so if we make it illegal for children to see this stuff, their thought is eventually children won't want to have any guns. Although I think that's silly, because the desire to have weapons available seems almost intrinsic in human nature. And you see kids who've never been offered a toy gun anywhere are allowed to watch violent movies, and they'll make a gun with their fingers.
Sure.
And go around pointing at each other and say, bang, bang. But not only does the First Amendment protect the right to keep and bear arms from politicians, I'd argue the Second Amendment protects the First Amendment from politicians and from non-governmental actors. You have politicians are less likely to infringe on your rights to speak and to publish and to gather together if they're talking about an armed population, because the armed population has usually a little bit sterner attitude about these things. And you can't, you know, you put together a mob and say, go burn out that guy's house because he's saying the wrong things. If the people in the house are armed, like, say, during the civil rights era in the South, burning out his house becomes a much more iffy proposition. And that happened quite a bit in the South during the civil rights era in the 1960s. There was a whole group of people, mostly black men, called the Deacons for Defense,
right,
that armed themselves and protected black neighborhoods from a resurgence of people similar to the Ku Klux Klan. So having weapons and being able to protect yourself also protects your ability to express ideas and to make political arguments. And so I think, no question, the First and Second Amendments are intertwined in their ability to protect and defend each other.
Without a doubt. It just is, you know. I saw somebody the other day. I saw like a stand-up comedy routine.
Uh-huh.
And supposedly the table in front of this comedian, which this comedian was a young black fellow, he's asking them questions, and he's astounded at their lack of civics knowledge. And they're supposed to be undergraduate neuroscience students. And he goes, who was the 16th president? They couldn't name him.
Okay.
He was astounded. I mean, when they get out there, they're like, oh, the First Amendment, yeah, that protects the right to keep and bear arms, yeah.
Well, it isn't specifically in there, but clearly it's it does so.
Yes, well, without a doubt. I mean, I'm surprised if I think if they had to do it again, they, looking at the world today, they probably would have said, let's take the second and make it the first, to make the first the second.
Well, they might have added some more.
Yeah.
You know, the right,
yeah,
right to travel, perhaps, or yeah, the right to use conveyances. I mean, of course, they stuck in the Ninth and Tenth Amendment as catch-alls, and those seem to have been mostly ignored.
Well, I mean, you know, nowadays, if you look at some of these, if you look at Boston, if you look at New York City, the mayors of those cities have flirted with violating the Third Amendment, which there's never,
yeah,
been a chance to violate the Third Amendment before this.
It's it is pretty incredible, and a lot of what they're doing is they just say, well, this word means completely different than what we used to think it means.
Sure.
And so they said, we're not violating the Constitution. The word means different than what you thought.
Yeah. Well, that's really their whole bag of tricks, though, isn't it? I mean, they get out there.
It's a huge amount.
I mean, they call themselves liberal, and they're not liberal.
No,
at all.
They're not.
I mean, I'm liberal. You're liberal. They're not liberal. They're leftist. They're Marxist. I mean, they are totalitarian.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean,
they want power and they want to control your life and everything about it.
Sure. They do it all the time, though. They do it all the time. Now they've, assault weapon. That's a nice little phrase. They've got a lot of mileage out of that one.
They have.
They've got a lot of mileage out of that one. Getting out there and the news agencies are the worst, though.
they've gotten worse and worse over the last few years.
Well, they use the same vernacular. They use assault weapon and liberal and all these other things to describe.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
They're part of what I call the old dominant media, which has been used to define the narrative and to tell us how we're supposed to think and what issues we're supposed to think about and what is a scandal and what isn't. You know, if Donald Trump, President Trump, says, go to the Capitol and protest peacefully, that's inciting insurrection.
Insurrection.
It's a huge scandal, supposedly. But if Vice President Biden says, and I told him, take down that prosecutor, who happened to be prosecuting a company his son was associated with, and if you don't do it in 6 hours, you're not going to get our $1 billion with aid. Well, that's not a scandal. That's just a Democrat doing what Democrats do.
Sure.
So there's...
There's that.
Yes, the words are their weapon.
Yep. And they're defining the words are, too.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Their ability to change definitions is huge.
The only problem, the only thing worse than that problem is the fact that people fall for it.
Well, yes, and what they've done is cobbled together this coalition of groups that are not happy with their situation.
Right.
And they exacerbate it by claiming that it's all the other person. All the Republicans' fault, you know. And then when they put together all these groups that have been on the fringes of society and cobble them all together, and with their total ability or unwillingness to lie and cheat and do whatever they can to win an election, they have been able to win elections and gain power.
Hang on right there, if you will. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and inventor, there now exists a sustainable way to both secure and promote more healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% more vegetables and 20% more fruit. In addition to providing year-round access to fresh fruit and vegetables, household growers consume more health-giving vegetables and fruit than the typical national average. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day is associated with a significantly decreased risk of developing obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and certain types of cancer. Finally, an inexpensive way to control your food supply. Introducing True Garden, a solar-powered, at-home, easy way to grow produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden, a vertical grow tower, is convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com, that's TrueGarden.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Talking to Dean Weingarten, and as we head off into the sunset for the day, let's move on to some bear talk, because Dean has been doing another little study on some bears. What have you found out now?
Well, what I found is that the number of defenses where pistols, we're talking about cartridge pistols here, are used in defense against bears has been going up exponentially. And now, it's plausible. I suspect it happened. That flintlock pistols and wheel lock pistols and probably almost certainly percussion pistols were used as weapons against bears at some time or another. But the records are really sparse. Most of the records I found are about while they were hunting. So the incidents in our database are all cartridge firearms. You know, it had self-contained cartridges, which became really common about 1870. I mean, they were out there before that, but they really became accepted and common, I would argue, about 1870. There were a few used in the Civil War. There were the little Smith & Wesson 22s. I wouldn't call those of something I'd want to use against the bear. They used the black powder 22 short, which probably propelled the 29 grain bullet at all of maybe 800 feet per second.
Wow.
So it's not what I'd call a bear cartridge. I mean, you know, maybe in the right circumstance, it'd be better than nothing. But by 1870, we got the 44 Russian, which is a reasonably powerful cartridge. We got the 45 Colt, a very powerful cartridge in 1872, the 10.55 by 25 Reich revolver in 1879, and the 455 Webley that a lot of people will have heard of in 1880. So by 1880, we had a number of powerful pistol cartridges suitable for defense against man and bear. And the first case that we've been able to find in our research, and all these cases are documented. They have a source. They have a date. I mean, for the old one, we know that it happened in a year, and it was in the summer, and approximate location. We've got names. Most of them have a name and a date and a place. Not all the time do we have pistol caliber. Sometimes it's just a pistol. But the first one was about 1890, and that was in California. We know the rough area, and it was almost certainly a 44-40, which was the second most popular caliber in the 45 Colt single-action revolvers. And it was first chambered in the Colt in 1878, so it makes sense. It was also called the 44 American. There were it was called the 44 Winchester centerfire, and it was that as a 44, probably the most common cartridge out there. Then you had the 44 American and 44 Russian, but they weren't as common in the Colt. The American and Russian were much more common in the Smith and Wesson. So it was probably a 44-40. And then from 1890s until 1960, that's 7 decades, we recorded precisely 7 incidents of pistols being used to defend against bears. Now you think about that. 70 years, only 7 recorded defenses. So one per decade on average. There was one decade that had 2 and one decade that had none. So it comes out to an average of 7. So I suspect it's as much a problem with the ability to record these incidents and to have them published as it was whether they actually happened or not. I mean, somebody in a diary in a trapper's cabin records that he shot a bear with a 44-40 Colt. Oh, what are the chances it ever gets published in a newspaper? He probably doesn't talk to anybody for months, and his diary is not news. And even if it does get recorded and maybe makes a note in a local paper in 1890, what are the chances of that local paper surviving to be digitized so we can search it today? But what we found is that after 1960, the numbers, well, 1960 on up, the numbers start growing rapidly. And we have 6 uses in from 60 to 69. That's almost as many as the previous 70 years altogether. And then from 70 to 79, we have 8. It really starts increasing. The next decade had a dozen. That's up to 1999. And then during the, from 2000 on, the information age had started burgeoning. You had the World Wide Web. You had the internet generally. And from 2000 to 2009, you had 40 cases. That's about as many as all the previous from 1890 to 2000, pretty close to the same number. And then from 2010 to 2019 were 67 cases. So the number has shot up enormously. Now, we don't know, obviously, how many cases we'll get in the 2020s, but there's already a significant number. I'd have to look. I'm going to guesstimate that we're probably at about 15 cases already in the first 3.5 years, probably more. And there are reasons for this, of course. One is we have the ability to record these incidents and to publish them individually. And, you know, sometimes we actually have video, where somebody took video with a cell phone and they published it on the net. Oh, here's a case where a pistol was used to defend against a bear. I remember one of those from Russia that we get. So not only do you have them from just North America, but from around the world. So you just have much more information available and much quicker and more widespread. But in addition, we've got better pistols and better ammunition. From 1900s on up, we got the 45 ACP, the 38 Special. We got 357 Magnum, 9mm, all of the popular calibers, the 40 caliber, the 10mm, the 44 Magnum, the 41 Magnum, all of these calibers. And the most popular caliber that has been most successful, well, that's an exaggeration. There are several calibers that don't have any failures. But I don't think the caliber designation is that important. But people know that the 44 Magnum is adequate and that it works. And there's, oh gosh, I'd have to, I'm guesstimating again, I know it's over 37, and somewhere in the 40s of instances where the 44 Magnum was used in defense against a bear. And that there hasn't been an instance yet that I found where the 44 Magnum was fired against the bear in defense and it didn't work. So, and we have a very small number where a cartridge pistol failed. That is, it was fired and the bear just continued to attack and maybe did some more damage, whatever, but the pistol, firing the pistol did not drive off the bear or kill it. And so we had three cases of that. One was a very famous 22 caliber pistol against the polar bear in Svalbard under the jurisdiction of Norway. And then we had a 38 special in New Mexico where a black bear was involved. And then we had a 357 Magnum in Alaska where a grizzly bear was involved. And then finally, we had one other case that we recently uncovered that was a 44 Magnum.
I'll tell you what. We're going to have to hold that one till next time because we've run out of time. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today.
It has been a pleasure, and it's always a pleasure. I enjoyed the show.
We'll catch Dean one more time before he heads off to GPRC, where he's going out there just to do the networking, and he's on a mission for Mr. Metcalf, and we'll see how that goes when he gets back. Find his articles. Yeah, find all of his stuff at amaland.com. I'll be back in 22 hours. It's never been about gun control. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.